The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's three agencies of government when I get there that are gone. Commerce, education, what's the third one there?
Five.
Okay. So.
Robert Scott Bell.
Are you aware of the ingredients in the vaccine?
I know there's some eggs.
I don't think they offered us a list of ingredients, though.
But did you know that there's mercury in that shot?
Oh, I did not.
Robert Scott Bell.
The only thing that supporters of the raw food movement are sick of is people telling them what they can or cannot put in their mouth.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I'd like to call to order this secret conclave of America's media empires. We're here to come up with the next phony baloney crisis to put Americans back where they belong, in dark rooms glued to their televisions too terrified to skip the commercials.
Well, I think...
NBC, you are here to listen and not speak. I think we should go with a good old-fashioned public health care.
A new disease. No one's immune. It's like the summer of the shark, except instead of a shark, it's an epidemic. And instead of summer, it's all the time.
I know what we'll call it. Zika.
Wow. That's like, we had somebody got a hidden microphone in there somewhere.
That was awesome. When was that? That was so cool.
Well, I believe that dates back to 2010.
Dude, that was like before the, I guess, which one was it, the swine flu that year, 2010? They were, the Simpsons, Matt Groening, whatever. Good Lord, they're good. Wow. Well, we open this afternoon, depending on where you are, Robert Scott Bell Show, talking about Zika Shmika, the politicization. Did I say that right? I've been practicing. Politicization. Of a virus.
You must be using the George Bush word power lesson on that one, right? That's politicization.
Politicization. I usually make up words more frequently than I do lately, but I've been just so. I had to take a lot extra CBD. Captain Morgan's still down for the count. She's recovering. And, all those years when I was having to produce the notes on top of everything else, it adds to the level of stress in the day. It's like I get done 12 minutes ahead of time. I'm like, oh, got to breathe. Showtime, you know. It's like it's a lean, mean machine that we are. But I'm grateful for you, Super Don, making it sound so good. We got Daniel on the board tonight. If you'd like to be part of the show, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. And, of course, we have Outside the Box Hump Day with Ty Bollinger in a little while. And Paul Barrichero, our good buddy from Echo Water, is going to join us. We've got some really important water stories to cover, not just from Flint, Michigan, but from Spain and from the CDC. Oh, we love the CDC. Are they somewhere involved? I think they are involved in this spoof of what they really do behind the scenes in the media before we get to the politicization, if I'm saying incorrectly. It's okay.
Much like over the years, I mean, listen, The Simpsons have been on since, like 89 or something like that? I mean, it's been one of the longest, if not the longest running animated series in history.
Right, right.
And it's uncanny how many times things have come up on The Simpsons that they have talked about or spoofed or done a parody of that years later ended up coming true. And this right here is, it's rather brilliant, I think, what they put here.
It's prescient, it is, especially with the Zika update, which we're about to give you. But you know what? They got standards. When they're going to create something like this, they got standards. They're not just going to slap it out there into the world. They got to plan this thing.
Now, I hate to be the guy who derails what everybody else loves.
He loves being that guy.
But, Janice, we do have standards. This can't be a made-up disease. The only moral thing to do is release a deadly virus into the general public.
I'm laughing. I'm laughing, but I'm not. I mean, the thing is, they don't release deadly viruses into the public. They inject them into you. But let's put that one aside for a moment. The reality is, all they have to do is convince you that a deadly virus or a virus causing microcephaly, whether it is or isn't, it doesn't matter. We just have to get you to believe it. But in the Simpsons spoof, they actually had those standards, and they said, we just can't throw it out there. We've got to test it first, don't we? I mean, you know, when we're dealing with deadly diseases or potentially deadly diseases, isn't it good to test it first?
We do have something we've been holding on to, but it hasn't been tested. Get over here, NBC.
Well, we certainly believe in testing, but I... Wow.
So, we've got our deadly disease. Now, we just have to blame it on something that's in every household, something that people are a little bit afraid of already.
All right, so what might that be? So we've got to find out as we capture the imagination of the public for our benefit, right? Frighten them, and then they'll do whatever we want them to. Particularly, we want them to roll up their sleeves and the sleeves of their children to accept whatever vaccine we're going to send their way.
And we've been through the bird flu, the swine flu. I think there used to be a seal flu.
Yep.
All kinds of flus. What do you think the Simpsons could come up with?
Yeah, here's the alert. Pay attention to this. It could be lurking in your household right now.
House cat flu is coming, people. The Center for Disease Disinformation predicts with some degree of probability that the house cat flu might spread in the following hypothetical outbreak pattern. So, petter beware, that warm body on your lap just might be ready to destroy your tender vittles. Springfielders are advised to stay tuned for more information if they experience any of the following symptoms. Mild thirst, occasional hunger, tiredness at night.
Right, normal symptoms that you always have. Now they're deadly. And in that, I think Marge Simpson, Homer that put the cat into a Ziploc bag and back on her lap to protect her?
Yeah, uses barbecue tongs and drops the cat into a Ziploc bag.
Right. You know, making light of this is important because we got to show the absurdity of what's going on out there, particularly now politicizing the Zika virus. And here it is, the president. What's his name? Obama, is it? Is that the guy's name? Media Freak Out, it's titled, and it's on the Blaze.
Yes, it is Obama.
Yeah, White House warns of consequences if Republicans, those evil Republicans, don't act on Zika virus. Well, what does it mean to act on the Zika virus? What is it that the president, the White House, the Obama administration wants the Republicans to do? Please, just release the nearly $2 billion we've been asking for. For what? For the Zika virus. Why? Well, because the CDC just said that it causes microcephaly. Wait a second. I thought a month ago they said it didn't. Well, but they just now did say. But did they counteract all the other? Did they look at the other? They said there are no other possibilities they could find. Republicans, you anti-science zealots, right? That's what we got. The Democrats are in the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. You Democrats, when it comes to that behavior, you're dummycrats, okay? And we're equal opportunity offenders, all right? Don't get your panties in a bunch over this. Just release those panties and return them to Big Pharma. Return them to the CDC. Throw your panties at the CDC.
Just tell our audience to release their panties?
Well, I don't know if we have any dummycrats in our audience. But if they are, unbunch the panties. Throw them at the CDC. And then let it go. Release it, folks.
Wow.
Yeah. Release it.
I feel
seriously.
Like we're back in hour two of yesterday.
Well, the Obama administration is wanting the Republicans to release the nearly $2 billion in funding to what? Throw some gifts and parting prizes to the pharmaceutical industrial complex for the development of vaccines and other pharmaceutical sundries. Despite the fact that there is no real evidence linking the Zika virus, which they claim to have discovered around 1947, to be a fairly benign do-nothing virus, then suddenly in the year 2016/2015, they say it's causing shrunken head syndrome.
But you know what I find interesting?
You mean you don't find that interesting enough already?
I find that interesting, but listen, what we just listened to on The Simpsons. Now, obviously, we're not sitting here saying that we think that NBC and CBS and Fox News are hiding in a room and that they've got viruses they've been hanging on to for a while that they're going to release into the public. You know, I mean, obviously, they're just making a parody of that, but the message that they're putting out there is important, okay? Mm-hmm. That the media plays a vital role in these mass hysteria.
Absolutely.
False flags that get put out there. Okay?
True.
But what got me on this was Josh Earnest. Okay, now he's the you know, the White House spokesman.
Yeah.
Did you see what he used, what the basically the threat that he threw out there to try and get the Republicans to approve this $1.8 billion?
No, what did he do? What did he say?
Josh Earnest, he says this. He says, I don't think that their constituents are going to find it an acceptable response when there is a widespread media freakout about the Zika virus.
Whoa.
Now, oh. Note that he didn't say, say that the constituents are going to be upset because of a widespread Zika outbreak
causing
people to die.
Dude,
he
that
was
is
talking
so good.
About how the constituents are going to be pissed because of the media freak out.
Yeah. Lashik says freak out. That is
right. That is a Freudian slip if I've ever seen one.
You want to talk about telegraphing reality? Republicans, it's not going to go down well for you because we already have that meeting that you heard on The Simpsons. No, we're not releasing a real deadly virus. We're just going to make the American people freak out over a pretend deadly microcephaly virus, which they've already begun to do by saying, hey, it's spreading in Florida, it's spreading in Texas. Is anybody getting sick? Well, no, no one's really sick, but it's spreading. Is anything happening? No, not really. Nothing's happening, but it's spread. You know, the panic is spreading, or that's what they're trying to do. You are so on, man. That's how you read the media matrix. You see the language of the matrix, Super Don, and I hope all of our listeners do, or at least most of them. We can't help the ones with their panties in a bunch already over the Zika virus. But the reality is they are going to try to foment panic over another pretend outbreak that may in fact be already here and has always been ubiquitous in the human experience. Oh, but we just discovered it in 1947. Well, does that mean it just poofed out of thin air? Into thin air? Whatever? It didn't exist before we discovered it, right? How old have viruses been on this planet? And we just discover it, and then we say, well, it does nothing for 50-some-odd years, and then suddenly it does something? You got some splaining to do. Obama administration. Josh, not so earnest. Don't panic, folks. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, the place for calm, ease, CBD, and health freedom. RobertScottBell.com. The notes are up. Ty Bollinger's in the bullpen waiting to come in next hour. We got Paul Barrett here, my good buddy. We're going to talk water quality, viruses in the water, viruses on the dance floor. Shake it up, folks. It's all good. The place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is on the air.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day. Once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Grateful for all our affiliates and listeners around the United States, Canada, all over the world, right through GCN, our syndicator. Talk Network, iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Podcast, as well at Epic Times, UK Health Radio, across the pond, you know it, and SoundCloud. Glad to have you on board. RobertScottBell.com, Super Don, making it sound so good. We got Daniel on the board, 866-939-BELL. Ty Bollinger set up a little later outside the box, and Paul Bearchair talking water in just a little while. The first and foremost, 24 states now, I believe it is, 24 states in the District of Columbia. What am I talking about? I think at this point you should know. Yeah, we were talking about Prince and the death of Prince. A lot of speculation. We don't know if what we covered with the drug dealer claiming that he was on opioids with acetaminophen, Percocet is real. We don't know the answers, but a lot of speculation, and we admit that, we acknowledge that. But hopefully for the larger purpose of others avoiding that same fate. You know, we don't know, was it because he stayed up 150 hours straight, some people claim. Was he targeted because he got the rights to his music back from the record industry? I mean, it's a mafia racket, we know. I don't know the answer to these questions. But I do know, and another scientific journal has confirmed this, that the rates of prescription opioid abuse are significantly lower in jurisdictions that permit cannabis, medical cannabis access. This is according to data reported by Castlight Health, an employee health benefits platform provider. Why is this more valid than a lot of the peer-reviewed literature? Because these insurance providers have money on the line. And I say it in a good way. if they want to promote cannabis use, it's because there's a lot less money for them to have to pay out for substance abuse and all of the dangers that are associated with it. The abuse of the opioids, does anybody argue that we don't have a problem with that? I don't think anybody in their right mind would argue that. But the states that didn't permit medical marijuana access, 5.4% of individuals with opioid prescription qualified as abusers of the drug. By contrast, 2.8% in states that allow for medical cannabis. That's about a 50% significant improvement. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah, and it's nothing new. You know, this is just research getting piled on top of research because there, and it's noted here in this article that those same types of findings were reported back last year mm-hmm. by the RAND Corporation, and just the year before that in the JAMA,
yeah.
was another study showing similar results, you know, a lower mean annual opioid overdose mortality. I was tripping on my own lips.
Yeah, that's okay. That's
but,
okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, come on, guys. How many studies do we need yet? Mm-hmm. There are still people out there
right,
that are running around using the Reefer Madness propaganda
yeah.
to try and scare people into thinking that this is some horrible thing that's going to, you know, make you crazy and make you turn you into a mass murderer or something.
Yeah, and here's where I talk to the religious among us. Again, the distinction between purely a spiritual thing and religion. I mean, we get into arguments about that, but I don't want to. I just say this because even Prince, if he was truly a Jehovah's Witness, you know, I've talked to many. I know some personally. And many people from all different backgrounds of religious faiths will say, it's okay to take a drug prescribed by your doctor because that's sanctioned by the government. But will this be sacrilegious to say, heaven forbid you take a plant like cannabis and use it medicinally? Because that would be a sin, right? And that, for me, is problematic in the interpretation because it sets the government beyond the church or beyond the religion or beyond the creator, whatever you perceive that to be.
Well, here's what I would say to somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
What would happen if the state didn't sanction your religion? Would you practice it?
Well, exactly. That's another important point for me to bring out constantly. I'd say chronically that, you know, those of you who are going to church, you recognize these churches are registered to the state, not registered, but they ask permission to exist as a nonprofit. Where in the Constitution it says they're nonprofit by definition, religions are. But they ask permission for Internal Revenue Code benefits. So they can get tax-deductible donations from people who are citizens subject to the jurisdiction of the... Well, I'm going to stop there. I will. We got to take a break. We got a nice comment of the day. I'll see if we can get to a little while. We got some good water quality discussions coming up with our good buddy Paul Barrettiero. Robertswater.com. If you haven't been there, give a listen to my interview with Dr. Batman Gellich from year 2002. It's still warranted to hear today. All right, back with more Powerful Healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care, as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
A whole bunch of Robert Scott Bell Show listeners are enjoying the benefits of molecular hydrogen released in their water thanks to the Echo water that we all love here. And thanks to my good buddy Paul Bertero. He's back anytime we got a water story. I got to call out to Paul. Super D, you got him connected?
He's here.
I am here.
Paul is back. Hooray! We had such a great time in Canada, didn't we? The people were great. The water was good because we had an Echo unit set up right in the booth. I couldn't say thank you enough for having it there.
Oh, my gosh. I love Toronto. It was a great trip. Great people, and just the sweetest experience. My first time in Toronto.
Yeah, and I told you they weren't all Eskimos. Told you.
That's right.
Although it was cold and it did snow.
It did snow. Jackson had fun, though, throwing snowballs. Him and I had a little snowball fight.
Oh, man, excellent. And speaking of snowballs, they're made of what? Water.
Water.
And we got a water story out of Spain. This one's unusual because, it's about bottled water, right? And you've written about in the free ebook download that you can get at robertswater.com, you'll learn about a study that showed how many contaminants in bottled water?
24,500.
Well, we got to add one more to that. According to this story in Spain, it's not only contaminants leaching from the plastic bottles, but of viruses now they're finding in bottled water. I'm thinking, wait a second. People are buying bottled water because they still perceive it's cleaner than that which is coming out of the tap. And that may or may not be true. But did you read this story about the virus in there? I mean, can we filter out viruses? What's the story on technology there?
Well, here's the funny part. That virus is spread through fecal matter. So,
lovely. In Spain.
That would mean that the sewage water leaked into the source that they were using to fill those bottles.
Now, we're not here to disparage the people of Spain, but we certainly don't want them to be drinking norovirus in their bottled water. And then the question is, besides obviously not allowing sewage to kind of transit over without appropriate treatment and filtration, what if there was something like that occurs within any municipal area? Because you hear from time to time, like in massive rainstorm or floods, they'll tell you boil water advisory and things.
Right.
Can the filtration system that you know of protect us even in those situations or circumstances?
Well, our filtration will definitely remove some viruses. You have, because of their size, you know, if they're larger than 0.01 micron, it won't get through our filter. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in some cases, if they're telling you to boil water in a city, you should really be concerned because, you know, by the time they're saying that, there's some crazy stuff in the water. But,
right,
you know, effectively, you know, the filtration is extremely good and it does remove a lot of different things in the water, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think in this case we would do some other, let's say, additions in a sense, because if you've got, again, sewage spills, that's a whole different realm. Now, that's why municipal systems hyperchlorinate the water system. You know, I remember having a bottle of boil water, I can't say that right, boil water advisory a couple of years back where we are, and, you know, because it was a massive rainstorm or something, and then they superchlorinate it, and then it's like you smell the water even miles away. What's going on here?
Well, and that's what will kill norovirus is bleach, effectively. So chlorination, as long as there's 5 to 25 tablespoons per gallon, it should have killed the norovirus. So what's happened is that contamination had to have occurred after the water was already filtered and heading into those bottles.
Right.
The contamination had to happen after chlorination and after the other stuff. So.
Well, and this is why we also utilize silver. And the ability, of course, people ask me all the time, what if I go out camping and I'm using a stream or something? Obviously, you're not dealing with chlorine out there, but you could be doing with microbes from animals or something, and you want to purify it, so you can do that as well. Also, we've talked about the hypochlorous acid. You know, when the echo unit splits the stream into, that people call high pH and low pH, but you have the molecular hydrogen in the one stream, and you get the hypochlorous acid in the other. Is that something equivalent that can kill this stuff?
Oh, yeah. It would easily, because the hypochlorous acid is in the chlorine family, and so it's HOCl. So the hypochlorous acid has four times the killing power of bleach, but it's non-toxic. So definitely if someone would have had norovirus, you know, it would have killed it, that's for sure.
Okay. So Super Don, if you get a boil water advisory there where you are, definitely do it.
Yeah, I finally found out that they actually have those here, but you have to watch the local news. Now, who watches the local news, right?
Not super dumb.
That's like the worst news in the world, right?
Another
show. So now I know. Yeah.
Yeah, well, you've got news on the bayou. The crawfish are coming out. Super Don, go out and catch them.
Yes.
So, all right. Well, you know, one of the things that I love that we still have up there at robertswater.com for download is the YouTube interview of Dr. Matt Mengelich, because he talked about chronic low-level dehydration and how he was able to cure so many things with just water. And there's another story here that I wanted to ask you about. The CDC, we are not big fans of the CDC. We appreciate the work of the toxicologists in the basement, but they're never allowed to come out and play because they always want the virologists to be the rock stars because they want us to be afraid of viruses. So on WebMD, they're saying that Americans are getting adequate water daily, according to the CDC. But the question I have is, I remember you being on this show and telling us about a Harvard study that kind of says, wait a minute, the CDC is not getting that one right. What's the story here?
Well, I don't know what their story, to be honest with you, because if what they're saying is true, if a person was getting 14 cups or 12 cups daily, then, you know, it might be okay depending on the weight of the individual. But, I mean, they're saying 14 cups is 125 ounces. That would typically be fine. It's almost a gallon of water a day. But I don't agree. I don't at all agree, because very few people eat vegetables. Most people eat packaged foods or fast food when you really look at the American diet. And I love how later in this report it says, you know, one expert noted that there's potential downsides to taking in water via juices or soda.
So, you mean they didn't take that into consideration?
Yeah, they're like, hey, you should drink a gallon of Coke because you'll get water in there and that'll be good for you. Don't worry about the sugar and the salt and the chemicals, but just drink that. So I don't know, but the study that I read that I do trust, which was from, you know, Harvard, said they took 4,000 people, studied them, and 54.5% of them were chronically dehydrated. So I don't see any reference here on WebMD where there's an actual study and what was conducted. I'll have to do...
No, Paul, it's the CDC. They don't need a study. They're just the CDC.
You just ask somebody, hey, how much did you drink soda today?
Right. No, but to your point, I'm reading this now, too, and everybody, check this out. We have it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. It says this, of course, not all of that fluid that, you know, you said the 125 ounces they were claiming, and not all of that fluid is in the form of plain water.
Right.
Okay, now you're like, wait a second. I thought we were talking about water consumption. I think you're right. They count. If water's in a Coca-Cola, it counts. Only about 30% of daily water intake for men in the new study came with plain water. So what is it? Could it be? You're saying sodas, juices, or how about Super Don's favorite, coffee, which is a diuretic.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily hydrate you.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. So it's a little misleading, I guess.
A little. They're the CDC. They're the experts. Of course, you got to read through these things to get to that point where they say, yeah, it's adequate, it's enough. But then again, I've met medical doctors who claimed you can get enough water from eating white bread.
Right. Maybe so, in Florida, but nowhere else.
Yeah, I don't know. What are you going to sweat, Wonder Bread out of your pores? It just doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah,
but
you just wave the white bread around and then wring it out in your mouth.
Yeah, you've got to be able to differentiate. There's no question about that. So let's see. Yeah, it is, totally. Super Don, what are you talking about with viruses? You just sent me a message about the size of viruses.
Yeah, I was just curious because I was listening to you guys talk, and I was just curious now how big is a virus in the water?
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, according to this source that I got here, it's between 0.025 and 0.1 microns.
So 25 to 100 nanometers. So filtration, if the filtration goes that small, you can filter out viruses. If not, you want to neutralize them ultimately. And silver is one of the most profound and direct ways to do that. But again, remember, maintaining a healthy immune system is about being hydrated with pure, clean water, not diuretics and sodas. So the Echo 9, if you haven't considered it yet, and people in Canada were really digging on it. I think a lot of folks got the machine up there.
Yeah, we sold 11 of them, yeah. Well, to Don's point, our filter is 0.01 to 0.1 micron, depending on which portion, or which part of it you're talking about. The pore size in the carbon is 0.1 to 0.01 to 0.1, but we also have filter membranes internally. So, you know, that's what we were saying earlier. That's why Dawn, Super Dawn,
yes,
can process up, because those things would be stopped in our filter. In other words, they won't make it through because they're larger than our filter allows to go through.
Nice. Beautiful. So you wouldn't even need a UV light in that case?
No.
Beautiful. Well, and also, folks, if you're in an area where there is fluoride added to the water, because that's another big problem, we've got a new article from John Rappaport talking about fluoride as a result of the Manhattan Project. Fluoride played a huge role in the development of the atom bomb, and then they sold it to us as a dental hygiene substance. That's another problem altogether, but there's a special filtration process along with the electrolytic process involved with the ecosystem that can pull that out as well. I just want to double, triple confirm that with you, Paul.
Yes, if 50% roughly, 60 in some cases, of fluoride comes out in our system, but if people want 100% gone, which many people do, obviously, then we have a secondary filter that will do that for them, and it's no charge.
Okay. When we come back, I'm going to give the number out where you can call for more questions and answers. You can go to robertswater.com and drop in the email address. They'll send you the PDF of the ebook about this water and the technology and all the science behind it. And then we'll find out how to clear up a pothole, how to fill a pothole that hasn't been filled up in a year, a unique option in Jackson, Mississippi, next.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days?
That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued, legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 3434. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and add-ons to complete your gift, Pro Flowers has everything you need to be a gifting expert on Mother's Day. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days for $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Hurry, Mother's Day is next week and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3434. That's proflowers.com. Secret code 3434.
Shipping charges not included. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Flashing in the deep end of the pool without a lifeguard today because we got Paul Barrettaro watching out for us when we talk water from Echo Water, Synergy Science. Paul, the toll-free number, I always forget that. For people to call that have questions, a lot of RSV show listeners get a special deal, too, from you. What do they dial to reach you?
1-800-337-7017.
We got it linked up, by the way, in the show notes, so you can check it out there at robertscottbell.com. Get a special deal and learn all about the Echo 9, the benefits of molecular hydrogen in water, much less the purification that precedes it. Now, I got to ask you guys, this is for both of you. This is for Paul and Super Don. I know, Paul, you've been traveling around the world probably a little bit more than Super D, but Super D's hit the road pretty well, too. Where did you find the worst potholes of any of the places that you guys have visited? First, Super D domestically. What did you find domestically, anywhere?
You know, I've heard that Colorado has a lot of potholes.
Yeah, but did you experience any on your cross-country trip to get to where you are now?
That was a joke. Pothole, hello?
Oh, come on. I'm being serious.
Anyway,
about potholes.
All right. Never mind.
Not cannabis holes.
You know what? I think everywhere kind of has the pot. It's not really about the location geographically. Mm-hmm. It's about the area and whether it is serviced by the county, like the road crews. You'll find potholes everywhere.
Yeah, but the worst. The worst.
The worst potholes I've ever had to deal with, actually, probably here in Louisiana, as a matter of fact.
Okay. All right. That's something. Paul, you see Louisiana, too?
Let me tell you, Alabama and Louisiana have the worst roads. As soon as you get outside of Florida,
yeah,
it's like, what the heck happened to the roads?
Yeah. Well, you know where I've experienced it? Jamaica, of course, through the hills of Jamaica. It's insane. They got potholes that will swallow children. You'll never see them again. And also, I'm going to say this, where I was born, New York City, the boroughs of New York, and I don't know if it's different now, but man, oh man, the roads are like third world up there. Now, some of it, they say, because of the winter, you know, the salt on the roads, things like that, but man, oh man. Now, thinking about the Deep South, though, and Jackson, Mississippi, they've come up with a really great idea because a group of residents there in Jackson said, hey, you know what? we have this huge pothole, one of those Jamaica-sized potholes, and no one's doing anything about it. So in residents of Divine Street in Jackson, they placed balloons and a sign in front of the 16-month-old pothole and had a birthday party for it. And really? Two younger brothers. They had a birthday celebration for the potholes.
Oh, fine.
Yeah. And it worked. It worked. The county or whatever, the parish fixed them. They finally, this is what you got to do. If you got a pothole out front, no one's fixing it, throw a birthday party for it. Invite the whole neighborhood right there in the street. It'll get That's the attention funny. Of somebody in the municipal authorities, and it'll get done. I like the innovation there.
That's awesome. Did they put cake in the hole? Is that what they did to?
That's funny. Did they put a cake in the hole and light a candle, Super Don?
No, but I heard something about a pie hole though.
A pie hole. What about a crawfish boil? Maybe they boil crawfish in it. It was in Mississippi. They can do
in
crawfish.
I'm sure they've got crawfish in Mississippi. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe
I don't know.
It was a pig. I don't know what.
You got to give them points for being ingenious here, because you know the average person would just complain, write a letter to you know the mayor or something like that. These guys actually went out and held a birthday party for the pothole. So you got to get the point across, and everybody got to have a good time at the same time.
Yeah, I like the creativity. Isn't that great? Find a, you know, Paul, and you do this too. You find a reason, even in adversity, to celebrate. And we're challenged all of the time. Sometimes it's the hardest thing to do, but you find a way, and then spirit flows in, and boom, and the miracle occurs. The pothole is filled.
Yay.
Colorado pothole Super Don, man.
See, now I can see. This could be extended in different ways. I mean, like as a parent, you know, you could, like, hold a birthday party for, like, the dirty clothes in the corner of your kid's room, right? Hey, we're 1 month old. Yay! Or something, you know, maybe the wife could do it, you know, with the... with the lawn or something, you know, it's, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, have a party out in the front. Oh, my wife would do that. What? Hey,
the grass
why are you having
is
a party
1 week old.
Yeah, well, the grass is a year old. Come on, get out there and cut it. Well, try to convert it to a garden. That's what I would say, and we're doing that. I hope you all are, too. Paul Bertale, my good buddy, thank you for being with us, talking water and potholes today. Love you, my brother.
Love you, too.
All right, Super Don, hang on. We got Ty Bollinger coming up next hour. Check out the links in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. This is the place for health, freedom, healing, liberty. Why? It's simple. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott,
the
Bell,
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.